Merry Christmas. 2.5 weeks from Woo! Kickoff. That's Zach. He's back, and he's excited to be back.
Let's go!
He's excited to have a microphone cable that works, and we're fired up about that, too.
Knock
okay.
on wood, baby.
How many guys at every position are you like comfortable putting on the field right now, 18 days before kickoff? How many guys are you, like quarterback, behind Byron Brown, would you, how comfortable are you with Tristan Tia? Any team that loses its starting quarterback, that's the first caveat, let's get it out of the way. Any team that loses its starting quarterback is in a bind.
Which is crazy because we would have gotten better last year had that happened.
Well, that's a good point.
I don't think that's the case this year, though. But yeah, one. There's okay. one quarterback I feel comfortable playing. All
Running
right, are
back.
We talking about, as yeah. we go through this thought exercise that you just sprung on me, which is
yes.
fine. I was a little late to our time, so that's on me.
It's okay.
Is this like to start or to play, 20%? Like, what are we taking?
To play in a game that's in the balance. Whether it's a one possession game, second quarter, fourth quarter, to play meaningful snaps in a game,
okay.
not
it.
Emergency snaps, but to play regular meaningful snaps.
Okay.
All right. How many running backs? You go all four. You go five. You go fewer than that. Who are you comfortable with?
Four.
How many? Four.
Yep.
Okay.
Cobb, Mabson, Davenport, Washington. Yeah, four.
Okay. So no Trey Meadow, no Tay Meadows. No Alvin Henderson. I don't want to turn it into pro this player, anti this player, so maybe we don't do that.
Well, sounds like you do.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
Sounds like you do. I have nothing against Tay Meadows. You could talk me into Tay Meadows.
Yeah.
I don't okay. know if you could talk me into Alvin.
Okay.
And it's not even necessarily about Alvin. I think it's just like, what's the scenario where we're in that?
Yeah.
In that scenario.
Yeah, you're probably not in a scenario where what I said, meaningful snaps, game in the balance. Yeah, okay, that's fair. And I don't want to turn, because it will inevitably turn into, well, this guy's not, or this guy, so I don't want to do that. How many tight ends? Three? Two? More?
Feel good about Jake?
Yeah.
Feel good about the general?
Sure.
Feel good about Eccles? I think I feel good about Newsom. 3.5, 4?
Did that change after the scrimmage reports? Or
yeah.
Or did you feel pretty good about Newsom anyway?
It changed after the scrimmage.
I think that's fair. I'll be interested to see the role of the tight ends in the scrimmage tomorrow to read about them. I won't be able to be there, but I'll to read about the tight ends tomorrow. How about on the offensive line? And it doesn't have to be position by position on the line, but are there 9 guys you feel okay with on the offensive line? Are there 10? If I set the number at 9.5.
I'm probably under that.
Okay.
Simmons. I mean, let's just go with like the projected 5, right?
Yep.
So left to right. Simmons, Strand.
Yep.
Best. Skinner, Ramil.
Yep.
And then I'm fine with the guys that are kind of fighting for spots. So Plaz and Zierer.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Okay.
You could talk me into Jacoby Ward.
Okay.
But we're just basing that off of the fact that like this staff likes them. Like, I don't know if I have like my own opinion on Jacoby Ward, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah, sure.
It does make sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Could I talk you into Cale Ellis?
You could try.
Okay. I mean, if Best went down,
we're in trouble.
Or was really struggling,
we're in trouble.
Okay.
I think we're in trouble to the point where I think you would talk about some of these other guards going in there first before Cale Ellis
moving into that spot. Okay. All right. I could be talking to that more.
Just guessing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'd like to think that Cale's experience last year helps. But
Kel's supposed to be a freshman.
Yeah,
like, you can't fast track that. Like, it's not like Omar at running back. You can't fast track offensive line physical development like that.
Yeah.
It's nothing against Kale. In fact, it's incredible what he did last year. He's supposed to be a senior in high school, and he's playing in the SEC. It's absurd.
It's almost malpractice that he was put in last year in some of the
sports. Yeah, for sure. For yeah. sure.
All right. Wide receiver, and then we'll take a little break and go to the defensive side. Or we'll switch the defense, or we'll do the defensive side tomorrow. Wide receiver, is it 7? If I set the number 7.5.
Who? Are we doing this first?
We're going to do this first, and then we're going to take a break. 7.5 receivers.
This might be the rest of the show. Let's talk about our friends first.
Okay. All right. So you know how hot it is outside, right? It's scorching. It's a scorching hot summer.
It's very hot.
It's a scorching hot sports summer, too, and you can make all of your picks on Prize Picks.
Bang.
Boom. Right there. Prize Picks. Look at that code on the screen if you're on video. Look,
CLNS.
Yep. You got big tennis slams. You got NFL preseason games. You got golf tournaments. No better place for all your summer sports picks than Prize Picks, America's number one sports picks app. The thing I love about Prize Picks, it's easy to follow sports and develop a rooting interest in every tackle might win you money.
Yeah, say preseason doesn't matter and get in on the action at Prize Picks.
That's like, exactly right.
Let's go.
No better place to run your game than Prize Picks and America's number one sports picks app. We got star players on new teams, rookie class ready to take over, all while teams look to get started on the biggest football season yet. Make a lineup of player stats, pick game winners, spreads, or totals. Combine your picks with the same lineup, all on Prize Picks. It's now available in all 50 states, by the way. So if you're watching us in California, Texas, Georgia, Florida,
or Alabama. I think that's important.
I do too.
It's not everything's available in Alabama, but Prize Picks is, which is important. I've used Prize Picks for years. I think it's a great app. Super, super fun. Strongly recommend. We should make a lineup on the live dive on Friday. I'll try to do that.
That's fun. Download the app today. Use that code CLNS. Get $150 instantly in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app today. Use code CLNS. Get $150 instantly in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, America's number one sports picks app.
All right.
There you go.
What are we doing now?
Do we have another friend to talk about, or are we going to the receivers?
Yeah, let's talk about Ford Stokes. You can get directly on his calendar over at Active Wealth Management. You can get on his calendar, calendly.com/Ford Stokes. You can meet with him or me in person at our Opelika office next to, wow. Look at that drink or that cup you're drinking out of.
Yeah.
Wow. That looks like financial success at the individual level.
Right, I actually feel a little more secure about my financial future just having sipped the beverage.
We all have questions. Cup. There's a million resources out there that like people don't know about that we can help you with. Like there's so many things going on over at Active Wealth. So you can email me directly, Zach@activewealth.com. Email Ford directly, Ford@activewealth.com. If you have questions on retirement, if you have questions on, hey, like, I don't think my money's growing as much as it should. Ford can certainly help out with that, as well as a bunch of other things that we can help with. So, reach out to us, activewealth.com/plan, or email me directly, Zach@activewealth.com.
Yep. Check out Zach Active Wealth. That ought to be the website if you want to talk directly to Zach about it. Anyway,
I brought it up to Ford. He seemed a little hesitant, which is fine. It's his brand. I totally understand it. But
All right. Yeah. All right. So how many receivers? Over under 7.5.
So gut reaction, I think I'm going to be lower on this than some people.
Okay. All right.
The first four are obvious.
Okay.
Koger, Singleton, no particular order. Koger, Singleton, Nimrod, Spencer.
Got it.
Unpopular opinion.
Are you done after? Opinion. Are you finished after four?
I think there's a larger drop off after that than we're all acting like there is.
Okay. All right.
I like Brian Williams Jr. a lot.
Yeah.
I'd put him at 5.
Okay.
I think I'm chilling that Neptune can get to six for me.
Okay.
The issue is we mentioned three guys that are playing slot.
Yeah.
I don't know how feasible that is. Do they move Chaz out more in those situations to give Neptune and Spencer more snaps at the slot?
Yeah.
I think I'm done after that. So who does that leave out? That leaves out Kane. That leaves out
Turner.
Sam Turner is another one that's interesting. Yeah. The opinions on Sam Turner are all over the place.
Leaves out Trey Turner.
I've always called him Big Play Trey.
I know you have. I've called him Turner the Burner. But it leaves out both Turners in that regard. Here's, look, small sample size, and I know, and like to make this argument cleaner, I should go and look at 2 years at Tennessee, 3 years at South Florida. But just looking at last year, seven receivers caught double-digit passes. Six and seven caught exactly 11 passes. So it's not a huge, but they all got over 100. They all that got double-digit catches got over 100 yards receiving. So, but does that mean that like number six and seven were viable, important games in the balance guys that are on the field? Probably not. So you go under if I say 7.5. I think they're like, I'm okay. What's the right way to say this? I think I'm more comfortable with a number over 7.5, but I don't think it's feasible in many offenses. Like, I think Auburn has more talent than need at that position.
Which is good. I mean, it's a young room.
Right. Yeah. You're in a really good spot.
Yeah. The only guy you're losing to eligibility is Chaz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll see if Keyshawn puts enough on tape for the NFL to want him.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely don't know how that's going to go. Genuinely, not sure.
All right. We'll do the same exercise tomorrow with defense. Either tomorrow or later in the week. So then I guess suffice to say we're 18 days away from kickoff. You think J.J. Falk's impact is greater between the two number 18s on the roster than Sam Turner's this season?
That's a good question. Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Good question because there's not a lot of difference, you don't think? Like, is this a breakout type of year for J.J.?
I think they both could break out.
Okay.
Like, I think they're both in the category of being able to take massive leaps in their development as younger players.
Yep.
I think it's more important for Auburn for J.J. Falk to be more productive than Sam Turner.
Yeah. Because you have fewer bodies.
Who's your third rusher that's not from a stand-up linebacker? And it's not obvious who that is. J.J. Falk is probably one of the better candidates for it to be them.
Yeah.
He looks good. I mean, so can he be a rush end?
It's probably, it's probably Nate Johnson today, right? Or would you disagree with that?
I think I would disagree with that.
Okay. Who would yours be?
Probably JJ.
Okay. All right. I think that'd be great. Both sophomores.
Or Chris Murray, but
could be. Yeah, that too.
I mean, does Chris Murray exist at this point? Like, people are asking.
He's out there.
I know.
He's out there. We see him out there during the media windows.
Yeah. I don't think it's Joe Phillips.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Nate Johnson. I think Nate Johnson's more of a like a early down player.
Okay.
I'd like it to be Jaquez Wilkes. That guy's crazy.
That would be incredible. He's got the look of a Jared Smith to him in his build.
He's an
all
NFL
rangy,
player.
Explosive. Yeah.
Alex Golish calls Gavin Jenkins an NFL corner. I think Jaquez Wilkes is an NFL edge.
Is is it a good thing or is it insignificant? Not a bad. Is it either good or is it insignificant if he becomes that third guy?
Oh, it's or super better. Good.
Okay.
Super good. Yeah.
I guess my train of thought was if none of the other guys are stepping up that are older that aren't true freshmen and they allow a true freshman to come in and be.
Yeah, him. I mean, more context would be needed to fully, right. You know, break down that situation. But yeah, that wouldn't be good, right? If like J.J. Falk just does not become a guy you could put on the field. But
yeah,
I don't know how realistic that is. Like he looks pretty solid to me.
So. All right. Last thing before we get out of here, I know we got to go a little early today. Did you see this morning the video football put out of the Auburn University marching band coming in and teaching the football team some stuff?
No.
Yeah. So it's 4 minutes of just goodness. So Alex Golish invited the band to come in and kind of, it's like sort of educational, sort of fun. It's a 4 minute video. It's awesome. But Dr. Corey Sperlin, who is the director of the band, says, look, I've been here 20 years. We've never been asked to come and do this.
Huh.
Which immediately got a lot of attention from the fan base, as it should. They're like, okay, look, when the defense comes on the field, who's on defense? We play this. And then they played Eye of the Tiger. And like, this is what happens when you, and the team is loving it. They're on their feet. They're jamming. They are into it. And like, okay, we have this happen. We're going to do the fight song now. They've got the fight song. They got the words to the fight song. Like, you got 40 new players here that have never heard some of this stuff before.
Oh, that's incredible.
And they are into it in a big way.
Let's watch and react to that in the post show.
I love that idea,
all
Zach.
Right, let's head over there. All right. Please become a member. It helps us out a lot. Thanks.
Thanks for being a part of the show today.
Remember, hey,
thank you. We appreciate you. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.